Great. So now we understand why it's important, the significance of the nace. That was a halakhdama of Pasuk Beis and Gimel. Now it gets into the story. What happens? Bishnas Shalosh, in the third year of his rulership, and because it took them 3 years to build this throne, also Mishnah Lachosarav, he made a Mishnah for his sarim and his avadim. So the going teich is, what's a sar? What's an eved? So the sar is betzem higher up, right? Because a sar is that who is moishel on the ayaros. He's a moishel betzem, and the avadim are those that carry out the rotzon of the king. So technically, they're closer to the king. Technically, they're closer to the king, although they are they're, what's it called? They're closer to the king, but they're less powerful, technically. And the Goyin brings, he goes a little off tangent here, but he says in the middle of the shtickle here, V'zeh she'omer b'gemara, v'chichanina gadol limcha. So you know the Gemara. The Gemara says that there's a mice with the Panina ben Daisa that he went to learn Torah, Eitzah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, v'chol b'noishu Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's son got sick. So Amalei Chanina b'ni, can you please daven for him? He tried and he lived. So his what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's wife said, I don't understand, he's your Talmud, is he greater than you? What's the deal here? So she said, no, he's not greater, but I'm like a sar and he's like an eved. So what does that mean? I'm a sar, I'm better, but he's like an eved. Good. So then, if you're better, why he ans get answered, not you? So to grow, well, if you watch the Kesafti, Shesar, Eved who oisek tovim biyichudim v'tfilas, but the sar is the greatest because he's oisek in Torah. The eved is oisek in the tefillah, in tefillah, which is his close, his relationship with Hashem. So when you want to come and judge the greatness, the level of the person of vada, the person who has Torah is higher. He's a higher level. But that's like a sar. He can accomplish more in this world. He has authority. He's the in charge. But if you want to go get an appointment with the king, you don't speak to the sar. Because let's say the guy is the finance minister. Beautiful. But you want a favor from the king about, whatever. Get your kid into school later. So you need to get the kid, you need to get a favor. So fine. So what's this finance minister going to help you? He has appointments with the king. He talks about his finance and leaves. But the Eved serves the king breakfast. So when the Eved's serving the king breakfast, he has a different type of yachas. So he'll be able to present his case to the king and explain better. So he says a person that does tefillah is at a higher level and they have more authority. But the person who is Isaac in Tefillah is like an Eved b'fnei HaMelech. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was saying. Avadim higher than him in Torah, but he's an Eved, not a Sar. Okay. And maybe when it comes to Tefillah, to send her for Shlemut to this child, the Eved b'fnei HaMelech is more is higher.
I get it. It's hard. It's like, so you have a guy who's not as close, but at the end of the day, he could two way for more than like the talent, the big time above him.
To have more, or he has a special kind of tefillah. That's what you mean?
Yeah.
There's a special kind of tefillah. That's what he said. Shani baki b'chol chadrei Torah yoisim emenu. Ahu ke'eved lifnei ha'melech. Shiyachol lovoi b'chol eis ve'melech oisim loin bakal shosai. Yizeh shom l'chol sarav ha'inu ha'moishlem v'avodav m'mosharasim ha'isai. So that's what tsarim and avodim are. Tsarim are the ones that have the authority and the different sarim on different areas, and the avadim are the ones close to him. Okay, so the party was for the mishta was for sarav va'avadav. It was also for chel paras umadai. Who are the chel paras umadai? So the Gra says, apart from him, he maduch some Hashem zel amlucha. Shaparas umadav asa mishta lechol hachayolos shalahem. It's like the soldiers of paras umadav fishem umasai. The gam utzarach lahem the fishem ayoish from Rishon of Amalchus. So they're part of his rule, his empire. So it's the soldiers that are part of his empire. And then it says, Sari Amidinois, the fun of is the Sarim of other Medinas as well. But he didn't invite the chel of the other Medinas, because what Shaykh is to him. Okay? Fine. He tells here why. Does it say Chel Paras Umadai? And at the end of the Megillah, it says L'chol sorry, Madai Paras. Switches. At the end of the Megillah, it says L'chol I'll say for Divrei Yamin L'malchi Madai Paras. So the Gra says basically because Madai was basically stronger than Paras. Really, the Iker is Madai Paras. But again, Achashverosh was a Moloch Shloi Bershos, and he was a Persian, not a Median. He was from Paras, the Madai. So man, once he took over, he always put Paras first. At the end of the Megillah, we're back to just Divrei Yomim. So then, Madai or Paras. Okay, fine. So. Then the girl, then he goes on to say, Behar Oisai. He was showing off his Oisha Kvoi Malchusai, the Oisha of his Malchus, the Sikar, and the Kavod of his Gedula. Yomim Rabim, for many days, 180. So here the girl has no clue, does not understand why is this important information? Why is this important? Why is it important what he was showing off and for how long? It's a very, very tiefer shtickle the girl gets into here. But first he gives Agdama. The Agdama is like this. He says, Ha'inyin, Shetuf Tuf Resh Pei, 1,080, Oitzreis, Ha'yel Nebuchadnezzar had 1,080 Oitzreis. When he saw that he was losing the war, he buried them on the Nar Pras. When Koresh got into his mind to allow the Jewish people to rebuild the second base of Mikdash, Hashem was megala to him the location of these. Achashverosh got them from him. And this is where the Achashverosh became rich from.
The Koresh was who? The Achashverosh?
Father-in-law, maybe. V'inyan amishdeh haya kedei laharis es ashrei shiyeh leichin beinayim ach ein derech likroisam kach ulhar oisam. He wanted to show it up, but how? How's he going to show it up? He had to invite them for a party. Awesome mishta. Libam. And he showed them Shesha Oitzreis. So six per day. There's 1,080. Do the math.
I was gonna say, I guess it took 100 days.
What?
Well,
Yeah, I hope so. That's maybe we shouldn't do that and just hope that's what he's saying. There you go. 180. So 1,080 oitzers divided by six took 180 days to show. And that's why it's important. That's why the pasuk is saying this. What were the six that he showed them? One of them was called Oisher, one of them was called Kavod, one of them was called Malchus, One of them is Yakar, one is Tiferes, and one is Gedula. Hare Shisha Oitres. So that's what it means.
Every day he was shown these six.
That's what it says, a paroisai. It's Oisha Kvar. He showed them all those six for many days. How long did that take? 180. Otherwise, the Yomim Rabbim is extra. The word Yomim Rabbim is extra, has no pshat. So he's saying, no, he showed them the Oisha Kvar Machusai for many days. It means every day he showed them Yikar Tzveres, and that took up 180 days total. Mishta for Yom. Okay. Now, the going now goes on, and
What these six things.
what?
Is he gonna explain what these six things are? What does it mean he showed them Aisha and Cohen and the Muslims? Yeah.
So basically, he's going to explain here. Just to work on the connection, I struggle here what he's saying, but he's going to prove that these six bechinas are bechinas of us understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu in six levels. There's a way of understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Oysher Kvod Malchusai, and then there's a way of understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Yekar Tiferes Gedulasai. Those are two, because otherwise, why does it split it up that way? It should say Paroisai S Oysher Kvod Malchus Yekar Tiferes Gedulasai. What's the extra of an S? Splits it up to two categories of six. It's not six, it's three and three. So what's the six? There's one thing called Oysher Kvod Malchusai, and there's another thing called Yekar Tiferes Gedulasai. So what does it mean to experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Oysha Kvod Malchusai? And what does it mean to experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Yekar Tiferes Gedulasai? And if this is borderline on the Derech Remez or how he's putting this in here, but we'll see next week the Amkus over here of what he's doing. He's basically going to tell us that these are two ways how Hashem interacts with the world. There's a way of interaction through Yekar Tiferes Gedulasai and another one through Oysher Kvod Malchusai. So we'll pick that up next week. So, begin.
Okay, next we're gonna get a lot of smoke.
Shkoyach.